The Kingmaker here with a message today about ease and grace. I want to say that the first time I heard that terminology, it was from my mom, Laota of the Sun. However, I have not found terminology that I feel better explains or articulates how I feel that life should be for us, which is why I wanted to create a podcast episode today, talking about ease and grace. Ease and grace is something that you may have heard, but it doesn't always seem to hit home for us. It doesn't always seem to be something that's tangible or reasonable. But let's ask ourselves, why not? Is it because that, you know, we were raised to understand that in order for you to live a life of ease, to live a life of grace, to be successful, it requires hard work, that you must sacrifice, that you must, you know, give up all of the things that you desire for the most of your life so that later on in life you'll be able to? Or in order for you to achieve this one thing here, you have to do this other thing over here that's really something you don't want to do. If you were raised like a typical, you know, not just American, this is probably a consistent theme across the world, like a typical child, then these are the things that you were raised understanding or that were in some way, shape, or form drilled into you. And as adults, you began living by them as though they are commandments. But in reality, they are limitations. In reality, they are belief systems that keep you enslaved to the American dream or the hustle or to all the people with the billions of dollars that are not currently struggling, that are living lives of ease, and that do not believe that they have to do all of these things in order to accomplish it. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm going to come up with a better way to say this, but right now, a saying that most people will know, there's more than one way to skin a cat, right? So, can you be successful with dedication and hard work? Absolutely. Generally speaking, it's not just that. But yes, that is an option for you. Can you sacrifice your way into success? Can you work yourself into success? The question is, after you've done all the sacrificing, after you have done all of the working, what condition are you left in to enjoy it? Do you want to be like Steve Jobs, who left significantly earlier than what would be considered a normal lifespan for a man? Probably about 30 years. Did he achieve insane amounts of wealth and success? Absolutely. But at what cost? Is he here to enjoy it? To see what the fruits of his labor have produced? I always think of him and quite a few others that have spent most of their lives with the mentality that they can rest later, that they can enjoy life later. So my question to you is, who said you had to compromise? Why can't you have both? Why can't you be amazingly successful doing the things that you love while making all the money that you want and need to make for you to be comfortable and live the life that you want to live now? If the answer is because of something someone told you, or because of what you saw your parents do, or that you've seen other people do, that's not a good foundation. Think about all of the things that we thought that weren't possible before someone caused them to be possible. Do you think the people who, or who the person or the minds that created some of our most amazing wonders, do you think that the people before them or around them were like, yeah, that's a great idea. I think that can definitely happen. That's unlikely. And it's because people like to stay in their comfort zone. They believe that if it hasn't been done, it's not possible. But we are constantly being shown that just because it's not possible means, currently, in our minds, just means it hasn't been done yet. So why choose to be a slave to something that doesn't feel good? If it feels good to you to work tirelessly and sacrifice all these things, and then later on in life believe that you get to reap the benefits, then by all means, do that. I don't feel that way. I deserve absolutely everything now. And if you want it, so do you. There is no master puppeteer determining what we get to have, when we get to have it, and how we get to have it. God, angels, universe provided us with free will and the ability to create our own heaven here on earth, to live the lives that we truly desire. So what's stopping you right now? Is it the American dream? Go to school, get in debt, spend the rest of your life paying it off to hopefully be able to retire and not have to work at Walmart? Is that what you want? If it's not, change the game. Change the motherfucking game. Set all the boxes of limitation that you live in that tell you you can only have or live or earn or receive the things that you want one way. Set those boxes on fire. I'm going to be doing a live recorded session called Change Your Mind, Change Your Money. Stay tuned. Check out the Kingmaker YouTube channel, the Royal Theater, and also at I Am the Kingmaker Queen and at the Kingmaker Queen on Instagram. Until next time, sending light, love, and gratitude always, the Kingmaker.